Secretary of State Marco Rubio testified before the Senate on the U.S. involvement in Venezuela. Lawmakers also pressed the National Security Advisor on several crises worldwide. Our Washington correspondent Luis Martinez has the details.
I certainly agree with the chairman in terms of his comments relative to Nicolas Maduro. He was bad for Venezuela, he was bad for the region, and he was bad for the United States.
President Trump's actions against narco-terrorists and his capture of Maduro have made America safer. Every American should be thanking Donald Trump and Marco Rubio for what they have done.
Democrat and Republican senators applauded the Trump administration's execution of Operation Absolute Resolve, which resulted in the capture of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela.
For the first time in 20 years, we are having serious conversations about eroding and eliminating the Iranian presence, the Chinese influence, the Russian presence as well.
Secretary Rubio outlined a process of political stabilization that would culminate in the transition to put to an end the regime in Venezuela and restore democracy.
We are dealing with people over there that have spent most of their lives living in a gangster paradise. And we are certainly better off today in Venezuela than we were 4 weeks ago. And I think and hope and expect that we'll be better off in 3 months, in 6 months, in 9 months than we would have been had Maduro still been there.
Senators also pressed Secretary Rubio on the Trump administration's stance towards NATO.
And I am asking you to do everything you can to reinforce our commitment to NATO.
NATO needs to be reimagined as well in terms of the obligations. And this is not new to this president. Multiple presidents have complained about it.
I
think this president just complains about it louder than other presidents. And one of the things we've explained to our allies in NATO is the United States is not simply focused on Europe. We also have defense needs in the Western Hemisphere. We have defense needs in the Indo-Pacific.
Secretary Rubio warned the Iranian regime against future crackdowns against protesters and urged the regime to commit to political and economic reform.